Okay, let's start our discussion of Psachim Daf Kuf. Psachim Daf Kuf, and today we're going to talk about the halacha slash minhag, but it's a halacha of covering the challahs when we make kiddush, when we make kiddush. So the Gemara talks about this on Daf Kuf, where the Gemara talks about the concept of poris mapa umakadesh, that if somebody is in the middle of a meal late in the day on Friday, what does one do? The Gemara had a discussion whether you're allowed to start, and if you started, do you have to be mafsik? And we had a discussion about Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, whether there's a difference between Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. Shmuel said, just like your Mapsik or Kiddush, just so the Mapsik will have Dala, you have to stop when Shabbos is over. So the Gemara said, does that mean you have to stop eating? No, it just means covering the table, Mapa. And the Gemara quoted, Rabba Bar Afuna, Ikla Be Reish Galusa. Rabba Bar Afuna visited Reish Galusa. Aisu Taka Kameh. They brought a tray in front of him, paras mapa umakadesh, and he was paras mapa. He spread a tablecloth over the food, and he made kiddush. And he made kiddush. The chulu and the gemara continues. Tanya nami hachi shemivina sashochan ela imkain kiddush. You don't bring kiddush vimhevi, and if you brought the food, then paras mapa umakadesh. Then you cover it so that you can make kiddush. The gemara here quotes the lashon of a mevina sashochan. El imkain kiddush. The Braisa says that you don't bring the table to the food to the table unless one makes kiddush first. So the Rashbam and Tosfos both comment on this. Right, the Rashbam quotes here from the Sheiltos, as Tosfos quotes from the Sheiltos, but even before that, first Tosfos brings up the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yates. What does it mean that you don't bring the table unless you make kiddush? V'adamar b'kol kisvei matzah. Shulchan Aruch. The Malachim walk us home Friday night from Shul, and if we find the table set, Malach Tov, Omer, Begomer, he gives you a bracha, and if the table's not set, Malach Ra, so what does this mean that you can't bring the table unless you make Kiddush already? Doesn't the table have to be set beforehand? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, that's true. Da Aruch Umakam Acher, the table is set, it's just not in front of you. It's Aruch Umakam Acher. Ach Ein Mavino Solomakam Su'udan Acher Kiddush. You just don't bring it until after Kiddush. V'yachshav Shulchan Shalano Shem Gedolim Yoser Midai. Nowadays, our tables are much bigger. They're not little tables that you can move around very easily. It's hard to bring the table in. We have the huge tables. It's hard to bring the table in from elsewhere. So we cover our food, and then we make kiddush right then. So the question is why? Why do we do that? So the first day of quotes, Tosfos quotes from the Sheiltos, the Rashbam quotes from the Sheiltos, Rabbeinu Peretz says it here too. We want to bring the food there, Lekavid Shabbos, says the Sheiltos, Beparshas Vayishma Yisro, Vekasib Behu Hachi, says the Rashbam, Vekarivu Tacha Mikame, Deliktish Leshuda, the Shabsa, Lo Mekarvinan. Right, to bring the table before kiddush, we don't do my time. Kihechi detesi su'uda liakra de shabsa, so that the food could be there l'kavet Shabbos. You declare it Shabbos. You make kiddush b'kadesha Shabbos, and after we make kiddush, so then now everything that comes to the table and everything that's said is l'kavet Shabbos. Kihechi right detesi su'uda liakra de shabsa. That's the language of the Sheiltos. Vehechi dekarivo lo misalkinan leim. And if you already brought it, you don't remove it. Elaporis ma'olav ma'pu umekadesh. You just cover it up. And that's what we do, says the Rashbam and Tosfos. Vehechad aslo sudasa mida anhir b'mali shabsa. If you're already eating a meal for some reason, vekadesh ala yom paris ma'pu umekadesh. Umitam ze nagu lifros ma'pu lelechem ad la'achar kiddush b'shabbosos v'yantif. That's why we cover the bread until after kiddush, Shabbos, and yantif. So it's there, liyakra. The shop said, after you make kiddush, then you can bring the food. Then there is a second reason. Very famously, Tosfos quotes a second reason. The Rashbam does not have this one. V'yesh mefaresh zecher leman. It's a zecher to the man. Shalo haya yorid b'shabbosos v'yamtif, according to our girsa. The man wouldn't fall on Shabbos and yantif. So therefore, as a remembrance of that nace, it's a nace within a nace. The nace was that the man fell every day, and then a nace that the man did not fall on Shabbos and Yadav. That's why it's a zecher to that. We have a zecher to the man. The man was covered on top and below. Vayatal milamala umilamata vahamon beitayim. The man was a nice little package, and therefore we also cover our challahs so it could be like the... So it could be like the man. This is actually the machlokas of the midrashim. If you look in Beitza on the Beis, right, it's quoted here on the side, Beitza, Beis, and Beis. There's a machlokas of the midrashim whether the man fell on Yantif or not. Tosfos says here in the bottom of Beis, Tema dekan mashma shaman lo hayor biyatav kitapirish Rashi hashishi haraui lahachana v'zeo b'chol v'hadamar v'yivarech v'yakadish berchu b'man v'kitchu b'man shabeshabes lo hayorid man avol biyatav hayorid v'yishlomer de midrashim chalukim. Maybe there's a machlokas in the midrashim, says Tosfos v'yod yishlomer dafilum hayorid biyatav mikol makom biyatav shchalias be'erev Shabbos lo hayorid. If yantav fell on erev Shabbos, it wouldn't, because Shabbos would override erev Shabbos. Okay, but either way, this is the second reason of the mun. The Abu Dram wonders that, you know, we have the mun even on, we have the mun the whole week. So why Dafka should the, if the zecher to the mun, that the mun was in a package, was in a nice Ziploc bag, so it wouldn't get sandy on it, which is an amazing nace, right? If you ever drop anything in the sand, you know, it's crunchy, you could never get all the sand off. And here, the mun fell every day. Millions of packages fell, and they never got sandy. So it's an amazing nace. But the Abu Dram says on page Kufay and Zion in my Abu Dram, he quotes, according to that reason, you should have it. You should have it during the week too. Veino nachon ki ledvarav gam b'cholay etzarach lachasos es hashulchan. Right? If it's just about the mun being covered, so why dafka do you have it on Shabbos more than any other day? Okay, but either way, this is reason number two. The Rama also quotes this in another context. The Rama quotes this reason. Not in the context of carrying the chalas, but the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. The first siman in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, Reish Mem Beis. That's the siman about covered Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ami afilu misha tzorach l'acherim. Im yesh lo ma misha lo tzorach l'zariz atzmo l'chabed etz haShabbos. Right? You have to be covered Shabbos. Lo amru asei shvat chachova tzorach l'brios el misha shah d'chuka lo b'yoser. Alchein tzorach l'tzamsim b'shar yamim k'de l'chabed Shabbos. Mitakonetz Ezra. The Rama, Nogin La Lush Kishesh Yirchala, make Chalas Lakavit Shabbos. Kade Lasme Em Lachamim Lavtsal Em Shabbos Vyantiv, whom he covered Shabbos Vyantiv, in Lashanos. Yesh Shekosvu, says the Rama, Shabbat Mixas Makomos Nagu Lechol Mulyasa. You should have Mulyasa on Shabbos, Shekorin Pashtida, Belel Shabbos, Zecher Laman, Shahaya Mechuse Lamala Ulamata. Zecher to the Man, which was Mechusa L'malu L'mata. That's what the Rama quotes. V'lo Ra'isi L'chush L'zeh. Says the Rama, though, we're not so machmed about this. But that is the quote of the Rama and the Minag. The Shar Knesset Gadolah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Bimkom Oseinon Minag L'achlan. The Minag is to be Ya'ochalit. If you look in the Bir Halacha here, Zecha L'man, L'char Minag Zeh Tamu L'Rabim, D'maro L'asos B'Shabbos, Zikor L'man, Shalo Yared Boklal. Dafka, the day that the Man didn't fall, that's the day you make a zecher to the mun. All the days of the week when the mun fell, you don't do anything. On the day that the mun didn't fall, that's when you make a zecher. V'hu dachuk. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. V'atosos paragraph v'psachim kasu to be shum shalo yorad amun yesh lasu zecher lo. V'hu dachik. Right? Since the amun didn't fall, that's what you need to remember it that day. So v'hu dachuk, says the Bir Halacha. Gam l'fi zeh hayalem lasus pashpita gam v'yantif. Right, you should make pashpida on yantif. Aramal inin lachamim kamer b'shabbos v'yantif. Ol inin zeh kamer rak b'lal Shabbos. Mashma dafka kamar, it's only on Shabbos. Uma nimritzu imre yoshel shara Toras Chaim shechasav tam hagun lazeh. He quotes the Toras Chaim. The Toras Chaim, the Tosefa Shabbos also here, quotes the Toras Chaim. Lahu. Lefija b'shabbos breishes hu dugmas Shabbos shalo asilavo. Liyom shagula Shabbos, right? Shabbos is a dugma for Olam Haba. For Olam Haba, we know the Gemara tells us that Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba, based on the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Zayin. Remember the Gemara there says, Chamisha echel mishishin. There are five things that are 1 out of 60. Ve'elu hein eish dvash Shabbos shena chalom. Eish echad mishishim legehenim. Fire is 1/60th of Gehenim. Dvash echad mishishim leman. Shabbos echad mishishim leolam haba. Shena echad mishishim lemisa. Chalom echad mishishim lenevua. Right, those are the five things. Brachas nun zayin amabe. So says the Mishnah Berurah here. Says the Bir Halacha that since Shabbos is a dugma for leolam haba, lachena no osim kama dvarim for Shabbos ze dugma. So we do a few things on Shabbos that are a dugma of what's going to be. Haynu lecho baser v'dagim neged tzudas shor habar v'liv yasan. We need meat and fish to, as a remez to the meat that we're going to eat at the Suda in the future, and the Levyasan, we eat fish. Talking about to that. Umakachin ala yayin neged yayin amishumar ba'anaviv la tzadikim lasalavo. We have wine, just like the fancy wine that we're going to have in the future. V'kvar amru chazal dal shem zeh nikra shchakim shebo shochakin mon la tzadikim lasalavo. V'lechein shabar yesh lasal b'shabas zeh chalamon ha'hu. He quotes this from the Tosef Shabbos, right? Who quotes this from the Torah Chaim. But again, we have mon because that's what we're going to have. We have a zecher to the mon because that's what we're going to have in the future. But this is all reason number two. Why do we cover the challahs? Number one, the she'iltos. So everything is brought. L'kavod Shabbos. Again, I should say there are three reasons we cover the challahs. One very famous, one medium famous, and one not famous. So the first one that we did the she'iltos is the not famous one, right? That we should bring everything l'kavod Shabbos. So first we declare it as Shabbos, and then we so it's ki'ilu, the food is not there, and then we uncover it, and then it's all there, l'kavod Shabbos. The mun, that's the medium famous reason, and then we get to the very famous reason, the Torah quotes from the Yerushalmi. The Karban Asanal points out that we're not sure where this Yerushalmi is, but the Torah and the Rush and other Rishonim and the Abu Drum quote this from the Yerushalmi, and the interesting, Tosfos does not quote this. Tosfos does not quote this, this third reason, and that is what's known as Busha, says the, I'll read it from the tour. Ubi Yerushalmi ka'amar shalo yira hapas boshato. So the bread does not see its embarrassment. Pirish shu muktam bepasik. It's earlier in the pasik in Ilchas Brachas of the order. V'haya roi lagdimo bibracha umagdimin bibirchas hayayin. And you do the wine first. And because you do the wine first, that's not appropriate. You should do the hamotzi first because that comes earlier in the pasuk. Eres chita usara, and because of that, we cover the challah ki'ilu. It's not there. The Abu Drum quotes that this is al derech mashal, as we know. B'Yerushalmi Omer Atam al derech mashal kadosh le yira bas bo shadok yibin adin hayakodim labracha, and therefore we cover it. Rabbeinu Peretz's lashon of this approach is a little stronger, not just that it shouldn't be embarrassed, but if the challah would be magula, so then we'd have to make the bracha on that first. Umi moreinu harav Avraham, shamati, shim hayapas magula, hayetzorch levarach alapas kodem layayin. It's not just like a mashal hashkafa busha, but halachically, if the bread would be there, we would have to make the bracha first. Hishum de'akteme kra, dechsev eres chita v'chulu, k'demash b'vrachas, on daf mem alav. That's why we cover it, to allow us, to make the bracha on the wine first. That is number three, right? Now the story of the Chafetz Chaim that is quoted. The Chafetz Chaim was one time invited to someone's house on a Friday night, and the man was very excited. For weeks and weeks, they were preparing for the Chafetz Chaim to come, and his wife was working the whole day on getting everything ready. And then he comes back on Friday night with the Chafetz Chaim. He walks to his house. The table is set. Everything is beautiful. The candles are lit, and everything is there, except the challahs are not covered. His wife was so exhausted from setting everything up, she fell asleep on the couch, on the bed. All of a sudden, he starts screaming, "How can you embarrass me in front of the Gadol HaDor? Everybody knows you have to cover the challahs. Well, how can you do this?" And she jumps up and she covers the challahs. And the Chafetz Chaim looks at the man and says, "You know why we cover the challahs?" So he says, "Yeah, sure, so the challahs aren't embarrassed." So he says, "You obviously care more about your challahs than you care about your wife." Right? It's all about the message of what the halacha is supposed to teach me. Right, so the person obviously missed the boat. Anyway, so these are the three reasons why we cover the challahs. In the Tshuvas Ginas Vradim, he quotes in the first Siman Aleph, that maybe he didn't quote, Tosfos didn't quote the Yerushalmi reason because it is L'Kavod Shabbos. Right, it's not busha to step aside for kiddush of Shabbos. Okay, these are three reasons. Nafkaminas, we try to be machmir for all of these reasons in order to be motzi all the reasons. Number one, what about if one makes kiddush? And all the posts can discuss all of these nafkaminas. What about if one makes kiddush on bread? Right, what if one doesn't have wine? So one substitutes hamotzi, where we usually say bori per agafen in kiddush. We say hamotzi lechem in haaretz. So says the Taz. Says the Taz. This is all in Reish Ayin Aleph. Reish Ayin Aleph is a simon about Kiddush, and we say there, covering the challah, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes, first in Siftes, Tzorech Shetei Mapa al Shulchan Tachas Apas, Umapa Acheres, Perusa al Gabav. One on top, on below. The Taz quotes the Yerushalmi, Betur B'Shem Yerushalmi Shal Yerabas Bo Shato. Ulefi Zeh Imekadesh al Apas, Ein Tzorech Lechasas al Mapa. Right, you don't have to cover. So first off, Gamina, if you're making Kiddush on bread. So, if you, according to the reason about embarrassment, you don't have to cover them, because you make an amotzi. Aval, atama, acher, shakasa, batur, zecher to the mun. But if it's zecher to the mun, then you have to cover it, Memela gabe mekadesh al patzorch lechasos b'mapa v'chein anu noagin. So if that's the minhag, I guess the Taz often didn't have wine, because he says, that's our minhag, how often does one use bread instead of yayin? But I guess that was more common. And therefore the Taz says, that's nafgamina number one. Nafgamina number two, when can I remove the cover? So again, this is already meduyik in the Rashbam here that we just read. The Rashbam says, umitamze, he quotes the reason of yakra de shabsa, everything should be brought lekavet Shabbos, first declare it Shabbos, then break it. Umitamze, nagu lifros mapa lalechem, ad la'achar kiddush, b'shabbos hazgevim tovim. He says that we cover the challah until after kiddush. So it sounds like right after kiddush, you can take it off. See, if the reason is lekavet Shabbos, so you can take it off right afterwards, based on that reason. And according to the Busha reason, the same thing too. But the Busha reason, once you make Kiddush, then Lechora, you can remove it. But again, according to the reason of the Mun, so maybe once you keep it on throughout, even through the Bracha of Hamotzi. Says the Magen Avram, right here. Shemayim Magul HaYitzorach Lachdimo, to Kodim Yayim Lachem Chaseihu. So he quotes the reason of Hilchas Brachos, Ulefizeh, Miyakish Shabirech Bari Pragavin Rashayla Galoso. Right, if it's the reason is Busha, then right after Bari Pragavin, you could remove it. Even in the middle of Kiddush, right after Bari Pragavin, you could take it off. Not just at the end of Mekadosh HaShabbos. Right after Bari Pragavin. Avalafiyatam, the Tesi Asud de Biakwa de Shabsa lo Yigaleo Alachar Kiddush. The Magen Avraham says, because of the reason of Yakra the Shabbos, you have to talk about Shabbos first. So his nafkamina, the Magen Avraham's nafkamina, is after Bari Pragavin or after the Bracha of Kiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayadam that according to the reason of the Mun, so then maybe until even after the Bracha of Hamotzi. So you have three different days. The Magen Avraham says, according to reason number one of Lekavet Shabbos, you can take it off after Kiddush, after the entire Kiddush. According to reason number three of embarrassment, you can take it off right after Bari Paragafen. According to reason number two, Zecher of the Mun, then you should keep it on until even after Hamotzi. Again, which gets a little tricky, because we know the Halacha is about the Bishop quotes from the Medaktikim, they should mark the challah, so it's not a hefsik, so one has to mark the challah, and then let's say Friday night, the Ramah quotes to make hamotzi on the lower challah, to hold it underneath, but it's all underneath the cover, because according to the Chayadam, quoting the Mishnah Berurah, one should try to be makbid for that as well, for that reason. Number two, what needs to be covered? So let's say you're at a Kiddush, and there's cookies and other foods there, so what needs to be covered? So again, if it's about zecher to the mun, then maybe only the bread. That's the ikker of the food, right? If it's the other reasons, yakra the shop, so maybe everything. If you look in the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, that based on the reason of Yakra the Shabsa of the She'iltos, Amar Rabbeinu Shenachon L'Hachmer Bezeh L'Gabe Kol HaMa'achalim, HaMelon V'Hadog V'HaYirakos, everything. V'Apisu the Shnia, Shebeshah the Ogo, we'll get to that. Right, that he says everything should be covered. The Kamosha Asra L'Echol Kodem Kiddush, just like you can't eat before Kiddush, Kamochin Asra Afilo L'Haschilas Asuda Kodem Kiddush. The point of the She'iltos is that you can't start your meal, not just start eating, you can't start your meal before Kiddush, and bringing out food is starting your meal. And therefore, one should be makbid. But again, lamaisa, everybody should, if we have fish, if we have any other types of foods, leave it in the kitchen until after Kiddush. And after Kiddush, one will be able to bring it in. What about a see-through cover, as some achronim discuss? A see-through cover. So is there a busha by a see-through cover? Okay, that's the question. Which meal requires the cover? So if you look in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, here and others say, well, maybe according to the reason number one about Yakra the Shabsa, maybe that should only apply to the first meal. Right, to the first meal, because after that it's already Shabbos. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, Mashana Masimim Mapa Alechem Belel Shabbos, Zeo Kede Lasos Hekera, Shalachar Kiddush Misalkan Samapa, Kiecha Delesi Suda Biyakra the Shabsa. Miu Masha Anu Mesimin Mapa Alechem B'Shachris Lav Haino Mehai Taima Da Hai Taima Lo Shayach Kiim B'Lel Shabbos Da Oz Havi Achnasa Shabbos. So it's for a different reason. So that's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. It's not so clear. Maybe even in the morning, there's a din of Lekavet Shabbos even by the morning Seuda. Shlomo Zalman also discusses this, whether it would apply in the for the morning. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Mem Zayin, that's about the Assays and Kiddush in Ha'ara Kuf Chaf Hey, in Ha'ara Kuf Chaf Hey, V'ilu Atam, T'chiech et Tesi Yisud B'Yakor D'Shapsa, who rock B'Kiddush Shal Laila. Shlomo Zalman assumes like the Rabbeinu Peretz. V'lo B'Kiddush Shal Yom Shem Avarchem Rak borei pri hagafen, where it's just borei pri hagafen. So how was that yakra the shapsa if you're really only making borei pri hagafen anyway? Unless you say that somehow has it's a different type of borei pri hagafen than the rest of the time. Shalosh shudis is also a shaila. What about shalosh shudis? So there, if you say the reason is busha, so then obviously there's no busha. You don't make kiddush at shalosh shudis, right? Even if you have wine during the meal, there's no kiddush. But if it's yakra the shapsa also, you shouldn't need it because you're not declaring it a Shabbos meal. But if it's the reason is of the Zeicher Laman, so that even Shalashudis would be might be required. Also, what about a cover under it? Right, we have a challah board. Right, is there an idea of just, you know, not having anything under it? Usually, you always have something under it, but like a table, but maybe something specific under it. Also, Zeicher to the Man, as the that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. You should have something under it, something below, something on top, so that it's Zeicher to the Man. Okay, there's a couple of nafkaminas that come up. Kisi achalas psachim daf kuf. We'll stop here.